Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 1280 kg on patient Michael Copeland, COPLN, on 4/18/24. Mr. Copeland performed a 1280 kg period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal, T waves normal, PR interval normal, and paragraph impression normal EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Tom Daniels. This goes to Dr. Tori Asbury. On 4/18/24, Mr. Daniels performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/5/23, there's been some improvement period of paragraph impression. Minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gale, G-A-Y-L-E, Greifenberger, G-R-E-I-F-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 4/18/24, Mrs. Greifenberger performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/4/24, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Walty, W-A-L-T-E-Y, Surrett, S-U-R-R-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Bo Coop. On 4/18/24, Mrs. Surrett performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. And there was a severe impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. There was no change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/18/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe restrictive and obstructive lung disease without bronchial reactivity showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Beverly Golding. This goes to Dr. Pellegrudo. On 4/18/24, Mrs. Golding performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. With minimal airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/24/22. There's been slight improvement, period. No paragraph impression, minimal restrictive and obstructive lung disease without bronchial reactivity showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Charles Brewer. This goes to the Goshen Medical Center. On 4/18/24, Mr. Brewer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/23/24, there's been an improvement in the pre-bronchodilator study period of paragraph impression. Normal study showing improvement. Next, a six-minute walk test on patient Kevin Grant. This goes to the VA. On 4/18/24, Mr. Grant performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the pulmonary saturation was 98%, period. The patient walked 387 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period, of paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Carl Owens. This goes to the VA. On 4/18/24, Mr. Owens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/26/23, there's been no significant change, period, to paragraph impression. Severe restrictive and obstructive lung disease without bronchial reactivity showing no progression, period. Thank you.